This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Brewson, broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida. By the way, we have a new signal tonight. AM 860 has been joined with an FM signal, 93.7, here in Tampa. Try it out. Tell us what you think. And we are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now to us. Thank you for your service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and even those construction workers out there, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. All right, joining us right now, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And it is time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start with the gift that keeps on giving. I'm going to call these two the Bobbsey twins, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and this other loon out of Michigan. We'll get to her in a minute because she did something else again yesterday. But here is here's A.C.O. and her comments made yesterday.
She moved back to the Bronx after graduating college and spent the next few years working as a community organizer and advocate for children's literacy. In May of 2017, the one-bedroom apartment she shares with her boyfriend became her makeshift campaign headquarters as she launched a seemingly improbable run for Congress. She was working as a waitress and bartender at the time. Like many members of her generation, she says she had student loans to pay and no health insurance.
I really understood the frustration that working people had across the political spectrum. You know, when anybody is saying the economy is going great, we are at record levels, there's a frustration that says, well, the economy's good for who?
I mean, unemployment is at record lows.
I don't think that that tells the whole story. When you can't provide for your kids, working a full-time job, working two full-time jobs, when you can't have health care, that is not dignified.
Okay, so you're not dignified if you got to work two jobs, and then again, they might all be living in California if they're having that kind of problem. Can't afford to put food on the table, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, you think?
Well, yeah, exactly right. And, of course, Ocasio-Cortez is looking to, you know, sort of create that narrative that somehow, you know, the idea that people do need to work and they do need to, to find ways to provide for their families and so forth, sometimes that means working two jobs. That used to not be called undignified. That used to be called industrious. That used to be called being a good parent. That, you know, it used to be called a lot of different things, Captain, but of course her idea, the ultimate goal, of course, is to bring government in and and have government be the ultimate be-all for all people. And that's a way to stagnate, that's a way to stop progress, and that's a way, Captain, to squelch industriousness among the people.
Well, that's all very true. And by the way, moving along, the president will be addressing the nation tonight at 9 p.m. from the Oval Office, and it's widely expected for him to announce that he is signing an executive order to build this wall, which is not going to be a wall. It's going to be a barrier now made out of steel. And I happen to know that the United States Army Corps of Engineers already has the draft of what they're going to build drawn up and ready to go.
Well, right. We're going to find out, of course, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evening exactly what the president's going to say. But, of course, he's been talking. He's been talking with reporters outside of the White House, for example, talking about the idea that he can, in fact, declare such an emergency. And, of course, the president is also planning to go, I think, on Thursday of this week, go in and visit the border, as you know, to actually go to the border. So this may come on the heels of that kind of announcement. The president, of course, has tried to negotiate with the Democrats. One would think, Captain, because the Democrats have been telling us all about DACA, right, for a long time, and one would think that the Democrats would jump at a chance to say, look, Mr. President, you want your $5 billion? Well, we want to have something taken care of for the DACA kids, as they're known.
He's willing to do that.
And he's willing to, and he's been willing to do that. Mm-hmm. If you remember, he's actually put it on the table a long time ago.
Sure.
And the Democrats didn't want it. And you know why? Because they wanted it to be a campaign issue in the midterms.
And he took it away from them.
Well, exactly. But here's the thing. The Democrats are not wanting to negotiate. They don't want to reopen the government, and they don't want to go into Washington to do what the voters sent them there to do, which is to govern and to compromise and to move forward.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm speaking with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're talking about the president going on national television tonight. By the way, there were some of the Alphabet Soup networks that were debating whether or not they were going to carry his speech.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fine. We'll watch it on Fox News.
Right.
Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be right back with me. We're going to take a break. And when we come back from that break, we got a lot more to talk about here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and today's the day. We're going to be over at Mission Barbecue here in Tampa, and if you want to join the captain, have lunch with the captain, I'll be there at 12 noon. They play the national anthem at 12 noon. It's quite an honor to be able to be there amongst a whole bunch of people that are standing there either singing the national anthem or veterans with military cover or saluting or people with their hands over their hearts. But it's all a very respectful way to honor America every day at noontime, which is the reason that I chose to go there for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. And it will be the one at 5602 West Waters Avenue, which is in the Town and Country section of Tampa, just off the north end of the airport runway there. Easiest way to get there is to go up the Veterans Expressway, get off Waters, go over to the first traffic light, and then start looking on the right there between the first and the second traffic light on the right, the great big American flag out front, very easy to spot. And we'll be right there. We'll have a nice table with a whole bunch of people sitting at it there, right in the middle of everything. So come on by, have lunch with the captain. We'll have a good time, and that's what we do. That's what we do. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to get a little bit more definitive as to what I know about the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. There is a contract, a $145 million contract, that was awarded to a company to build, starting next month, February, a levee wall that will shore up parts of the Rio Grande River and to put up a new 18-foot steel slated wall atop the concrete barriers that already exist along the Rio Grande River. Now, this is the stretch of the river in Texas where Border Patrol agents have been shot at from the Mexican shore, because this is where a lot of the drugs come across, where they'll send a bunch of illegals across one area, and then 3 miles downriver behind them, they'll send another bunch across, and you just don't have enough people to cover both border crossings, if you will, and stop the people, and this is how drugs are getting across the border. So this would stop it, because how in the world are you going to get over an 18-foot wall?
Well, exactly. Exactly right. And, you know,
Captain, in the water, I might add, in the water.
In the water. Yeah, that's right. And I would wonder, you know, why Democrats or the far left or those who are opposing a barrier, simply because it's all about Donald Trump getting something that he wants, it would appear. But why the drug trafficking alone, Captain, isn't rallying the people of the United States? I think it is rallying a lot of them, obviously. But why we can't have consensus that the idea of stopping the drug trafficking coming into our country, which is killing our kids and killing our adults as well, why we can't agree on that is just beyond me.
Well, I want everybody to understand something here. I'm sitting here holding one of the latest Rasmussen polls done over the weekend, and it specifically addresses the border wall or a border barrier, and the number of people that want it, the number of people that don't want it, the number of people that don't care, call it what you want, and 63% of the Americans polled want some type of barrier along that border. 63%. Now, believe it or not, you would think, okay, so that leaves 37% that don't want it, correct?
Right.
But that's not the way it breaks down. Of the remaining 37%, 25% don't want the wall, and then the remaining group that's in there just plain doesn't have an opinion.
Yes, well, you know, we hear as well, Captain, from people like Nancy Pelosi, the new speaker, of course, of
who
the
was,
House.
Who was where yesterday?
Oh, she was right there at Gavin Newsom's inaugural, you know, for inauguration for governor here in California, up in Sacramento.
Wonderful.
Yep. Oh, yeah. She got a standing ovation as well as she made her way in, I was told. But you know, the thing about you know, the border wall and why people wouldn't want it, again, it sort of boggles the mind, because Nancy Pelosi, for example, will say things like, walls are immoral. Now, somehow, I don't know how walls can be.
Yeah, I've never met an immoral wall.
Yeah, exactly. But it's so hypocritical, because don't these elites, Captain, don't they, and probably rightfully so, because security is a big issue, and certainly we don't want anybody not to be safe.
Okay.
But don't they live behind walls?
Okay, they do. And by the way, doesn't Israel have a wall?
They do. Exactly.
What happened when they put that wall up and limited access as to where they could come in and out of Israel? It stopped all the nonsense going on the border, didn't it?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because you have to look at things practically. You know, we all lock our cars when we park them somewhere. We all lock our front door at night. If we have a gate, we typically close and lock it. Or if we have a fence around our home or these kinds of things, it's all because we live in a world where security is an issue, no matter where you are or what you're doing. And so somehow to have an immoral border wall is just, again, I think it's political mumbo jumbo on the Democrats' part, because the United States is not trying to not have people ever immigrate to the United States. We're talking about illegal immigration, and on top of that, we're talking about drug trafficking and human trafficking, not to mention the possibility of it being used by terrorist organizations.
Now, there may be a little crumbling in the ranks on the Democratic side of the aisle as to this this absolute shutdown of talks and whatnot going on with the president to try to come to some type of agreement to open the government again at 100%. But the House, of course, earlier had passed legislation to end the partial government shutdown. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the Senate would not vote on it because it had nothing in there for the border wall or border barrier along the U.S.-Mexican border. Did not have the $5 billion that was requested. Now, what the president can do when he declares this emergency along the border is take money from the Department of Defense and use it for the military to actually build the barrier that I just got done telling you about, that they've already got part of the contract right there in one of the drug-infested and major border crossings where they come across, where there's actually a river where they patrol with river boats, where the Rio Grande is down there in the southeastern part of Texas, right there along that border from Brownsville to Harlingen to Edinburgh, up through there, up into the what they call the mountainous areas of Texas.
Right, exactly. And you know, Captain, one of the reasons why we need a barrier of some kind, of course, is because of all the different things we've been outlining. But it's interesting, the Democrats, the far left, and the party elite, they never, ever point the finger at Mexico to say, why are you allowing these things to happen along your side of the border as well? This is a really, really big deal. How can we have trade and good relations when all of this is just sort of expected to go on and on ad infinitum, and there are always going to be all these illegal border crossings? I mean, I think we can make a much better relationship even between our two countries if we were able to work together. And so it's very sad that that doesn't seem to be the case.
Now, of course, we have got our governor here today. Rick Scott will be his last day as governor. 12 noon, he ceases to be governor. Ron DeSantis gets sworn in. And then I believe Rick Scott will head for Washington, D.C. To be sworn in as a U.S. senator out of Florida. So that's going to be a monumental thing going on today. But we have a lot of things going on here in Florida with the new governor and the new lieutenant governor and the new cabinet. And it's going to be interesting to watch how that all progresses along.
Well, exactly right. And hopefully, of course, we're going to see a lot of good things with the new Governor DeSantis. Certainly, I think we're going to see a lot of good things with the new senator, Senator Scott. And so this is going to be, I think, some very, very good times ahead for the state of Florida. I wish, Captain, I could say the same thing for my state of California. We now have Gavin Newsom as the new governor. And today, Captain, he was proposing the idea of covering illegal immigrants up to the age of 26 under Medi-Cal, which is the insurance of last resort for low-income folks. And so this is going to create an even greater problem in the state of California, unfortunately.
Now, I want you to listen to what Nancy Pelosi proposed in Congress. So she's got a couple of bills she put out there before she left for her trip to California. She introduced a bill to force presidents, but not members of Congress, to release their tax returns. Do you hear that?
Yes. Oh, exactly right. Isn't that something? Well, of course, that's all about it.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that when we come back, because there was a second bill she introduced. When you hear that, you're just going to want to pull your hair out. I'll tell you. Unbelievable. Okay, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The shutdown is now in its third week. USA's Tim Berg has more.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program is brought to you by DR Mold Solutions. And let me tell you about them. They help me out because in the South, we have a situation down here with all the humidity and whatnot where mold is not an uncommon thing. And there's 300,000 species of mold that can show up at any time in a house, a condo, an apartment. And mold can cause all kinds of problems, health problems like asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and much more. So don't put your family at risk. Call DR Mold Solutions today. They are an EPA and FDA approved company with methods to kill mold in your home and office. All you got to do is call them at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment, and they'll travel anywhere in the state of Florida. So anybody listening to me on all the stations we have here in Florida, these people will come to you. DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622. And ask them about their New Year's special. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, we kill mold. That is something very important down here, and I have used them before. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. All right, let's go over a little Nancy Pelosi checklist. You ready?
Oh, yes.
Nancy Pelosi has introduced a bill to force presidents, but not members of Congress, to release their tax returns. Now, does that mean Congress is exempt from having to show us their tax returns?
I suppose so, unless they start running for president.
That's what it sounds like to me, doesn't it, you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now that's Nancy Pelosi number one. Here's number two. She also introduced legislation that will force states to allow convicted felons to vote.
Really?
Isn't that yeah. a states' rights issue?
Don't you think? Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, not the federal government.
Exactly.
Okay, so there we go with that one. Now, moving along, she said that calling Trump that vile name by that Michigan congresswoman was just no big deal and doesn't have an impact on people's lives. Want to bet?
Absolutely.
That was an absolute disgrace to the United States of America, to the Congress of the United States, and to anybody who's ever served in the government. That never should have been allowed. That woman should be censured, in my opinion, and she should be sat down and just said, there's your corner, go sit it and shut up.
Well, Captain, I agree completely. I think it is disgraceful. What we are seeing in the age of Trump, because the far left and the party elite, and unfortunately, many people in the TV, you know, the TV people and the media and so forth, they are making it okay to say the most vile things. Now, somebody said the other day, well, President Trump, he shouldn't, you know, go after people for cursing. But I think that what people say in private and so forth, you know, may be one thing. But when you're saying something in the official capacity, as you've just been sworn in, or as a member of Congress, and you start off with this kind of stuff, it shows a very low caliber of character, and it shows a complete disregard for our system. There should be decorum, and that's why, you know, this, otherwise our civilization just starts literally breaking down. I think it's that intense.
And then just to show you how crazy this Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, the one that identifies herself as Palestinian, representing the Dearborn area of Michigan, who called Trump that vile name, she said, and I quote, and this is nuts, she said, gentlemen, stop having sex with us. Find somebody else to do it with. What the heck?
Again, a complete disregard for decorum in society.
What does that have to do with being elected to Congress?
Well, I think what it has to do, it literally is that, look, you know, we are going to upend this system so terribly, we are going to show such disrespect, and for some reason they think that that's a win for them, but it really isn't. Again, it just shows a very, very low caliber of someone who literally can't come up with a better way of trying to persuade somebody in the marketplace of ideas in the public square.
And then back to Nancy Pelosi again. This is what she said about President Trump. She said, Trump is seeking supreme power by abolishing Congress and shutting down government. Abolishing Congress? Has anybody talked about it? I haven't heard anybody say that.
No, he's not abolishing Congress any more so, Captain, than didn't President Obama say he had a pen and a phone?
Yep.
And so forth, and isn't there this thing called the bully pulpit?
Yep.
And the president does have, this is why we even have a president. Otherwise we'd have a parliament and a prime minister or something.
And how many, I ask you, how many executive actions and executive orders did Barack Obama write to govern with when they had the Republican Congress running roughshod over him?
Well,
how many?
That's exactly, well, there
hundreds.
Exactly. There are a lot of them. And that was the norm because Obama couldn't get through the Republican Congress.
And what was the first thing that Donald Trump did when he took office?
He reversed those.
Rescinded them.
That's right.
Yep, which he can do.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because if it comes in by executive order, it can be rescinded by executive order.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is Chuck Schumer, who was the gift that just keeps on giving, Chucky Boy Schumer, as I like to call him, he said, Democrats have always been for smart and effective ways to secure our border. That must be because Dick Durbin said we can control the border with computers.
Well, I don't know, a robot.
I wonder if a computer is going to chase an illegal alien.
Well, exactly right. And I would just make this little point, and that is, if anybody's ever seen
a prison as they drive, you know, through the country or whatever, and they see a prison, they always have these big walls around them, and they don't keep the prisoners in by having an electronic frontier or infrared cameras or stuff like that. They build a big sturdy wall, and they know exactly how many prisoners they have, and they're not going to get out, no one's going to get in order to try to break somebody out, and on it goes. But for some reason, Captain, we have this sort of science fiction thing that we can do at the border that actually is not effective, but that just kicks the can down the road so that the Democrats get more of what they want in terms of having people cross over illegally.
And I'll add another one. Usually those walls have got some sort of electrified barbed wire on them.
Well, exactly, because we understand just as anybody who who needs a security arrangement, they may be a celebrity or something, and they, what do they have? They have a big wall around their house. Because that's the only way that you can be protected sometimes, because we live in a world where you need to have protection, unfortunately,
and
nobody begrudges.
And let's get something straight, Kyle. I personally have been along that border. I can't tell you how many times, because of things that we did, not only with the trucks that we had, but also when I was working with the Department of Homeland Security, where we actually went along the border and did surveillance as to things that we saw that weren't right, took pictures, recorded things, this, that, and the other. We also did it in seaports that we were at. I spent 3 months doing something like that, and we gave all that information back. And along that border, I'm telling you, there are places where the illegals just run across the border and they're gone until somebody either picks them up or until they run off into the distance. You can't see them anymore. And you have no idea who's coming into the country. None whatsoever.
Exactly right. And another good question, why don't Democrats and the party elite favor some kind of legal immigration? You know, talk about reform the immigration system in the sense of how people can come in, make it easier, this kind of thing. But they're really not talking about that. They want the free flow for some odd reason, and I think a lot of people have surmised that it has to do with the ideas of illegals voting, essentially, in our country, and they believe it's politically good for them. So the national security aspect of it, we just toss that right out the window. It's no big deal.
Now, it's been a couple of years with the president, and I'm going to compare him to Ronald Reagan, because 2 years in, Ronald Reagan's approval rating was at 41%. Donald Trump's approval rating average is now 39%. So they're very close in that. By the way, 2018 saw the largest increase in manufacturing jobs in 21 years. And the other interesting person to chime in about Trump with a very vile and disgusting comment using the N-word was, he said, don't vote for that blank Donald Trump. Please don't, because he's a blank.
But that's Snoop Dogg, right?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
There's another one.
Well, you know, I often wonder, Captain, I mean, you know, if this kind of stuff, I mean, is it really all about politics, or is it about getting your name out there and making some sort of profit about it?
Well, it's the modern way of politicking.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay,
so.
And if you can't win, if you can't beat somebody, then you call them a name.
Exactly, and that is called the fallacy of the ad hominem attack. It's when you don't have anything left.
All righty, well, we're going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tonight, so have yourself a great morning.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. His website is kylewarrenshow.com, kylewarrenshow.com. Coming right back, I'm going to take a look at the highways and the byways across America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
All righty, that's Leland Martin, our ice road trucker, who's up there hauling something somewhere right up there in the frozen tundra of Canada. And you can catch him on the ice road truckers program. Now, Snow and ice accumulation is possible today, tonight, and tomorrow, all the way from Pennsylvania into New England, with some areas getting a foot or more. We'll tell you all about that. In addition, inclement weather has returned to the west again as another storm system back-to-back-to-back is coming in again in the Pacific Northwest as well as down into California. Now, the back-to-back low-pressure systems that have brought a wintry mix from Pennsylvania into northern New England and Maine, with the latter terrain and the higher elevations getting over a foot of snow out of this mix that's coming now. Now, we're talking about the Catskills. We're talking about the Adirondacks. We're talking about Scranton and Wilkes-Barre there in the area of Pennsylvania where they have NASCAR race. We're talking about Vermont. We're talking about New Hampshire and the higher elevations of Maine where we're going to be talking about a foot or more of snow. So, if you are on the New York Thruway coming out of New York City, running it north all the way to the Quebec line on I-87, you'll be in snow all the way. If you are on the New York Thruway going west to Buffalo, you'll be in snow all the way. If you're on I-81 going through Pennsylvania, you'll be on snow all the way to the Canadian border. And same with the Pennsylvania Turnpike from Philadelphia, I-76 across to just about Snowshoe. You'll be in snow, and I-80 out of New York all the way across to, again, just about Snowshoe, you'll be in snow all the way. So keep that in mind if you're in a big rush to get somewhere, because you won't be doing a lot of rushing with the snow coming down. Now, taking a look at the Midwest, we still have some areas of snow in northern Wisconsin, as well as the western side of Michigan coming off the lake, where we have the snow in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, let's see here, in Iowa, Illinois, and also the parts of Nebraska. You've got wind tonight blowing the snow around, so we've got blowing and drifting snow where it's blowing it on the interstate. It might be making it slippery in some of the locations there, so be careful. In the meantime, again, Seattle, east of Seattle, Snoqualmie, across the Coeur d'Alene, 4th of July, you are getting snow right now, and that snow is going to intensify during the course of the day through tomorrow, so I suspect you might have some interesting driving conditions going over the mountains there. And then we've got snow flurries in the central part of Idaho around Boise. We've got more snow flurries to the northern part of Salt Lake City up I-15 towards Idaho. In Colorado, there's more snow flurries there. Denver west up over I-70 to Eisenhower, so be careful going that away. Wyoming, you're looking pretty good tonight, except for some winds around Laramie. We've got fog in Nevada tonight, fog around Las Vegas, and fog in, let's see, Kingman, Arizona, as well as the eastern part of California right there coming across from Arizona on I-40. You'll run into some fog right there. You should be out of it. Should be just a short section. Then in Northern California, it'll be windy. There'll be some rain way up there along the border with Oregon, and that pretty much packs it in. Moving across towards southeastern Texas, if you're on I-30, you'll have fog tonight going up into Arkansas. Goes into about 20, 30 miles of Arkansas, but goes all the way down to not quite Dallas, but close enough to it to where there'll be fog along there. Coming across I-10, you'll have some fog around Mobile and Pensacola this morning, and some scattered showers along the Mississippi River north-south. That's what you'll have to contend with right now. So that's the Truckers Highway Report. But if you're going into the Northeast, the big cities, Philadelphia, New York, Hartford, Boston, you're going to have a delay trying to get there because of all the snow you're going to have to drive through there. So if you left early, fine. If you left late, not so good for you. Not so good for you. So there you go. Now, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our very good friends at the Moss Family Automotive Group. Four great locations to serve you. Now, I'm driving a Moss Nissan Titan, the 390 horsepower 5.9 liter crew cab pickup, and it's a beauty. Let me tell you, it's a beauty. And they're wheeler dealing on the 2018s right now, well over $10,000 off the basic list price of any one of those trucks if you're interested in buying one. And then, by the way, make your best deal, make your best offer if you got to trade in, whatever that is, and then tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to get an extra $500 off your vehicle at any of the Moss locations. Now, that would be Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Newport Richey, the Moss Wholesale to the Public, where they sell certified pre-owned Moss cars with and trucks with a Moss Care and free oil changes and free lifetime tire changes at wholesale prices. You can go in there and buy one vehicle or buy a truckload, whatever you want to do. And again, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, current and retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on their vehicles at the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, also, they have the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership now, which is in the Carrollwood section of Tampa. They're located at 16414 Northdale Mabry Avenue in Tampa, Florida, where their gift to you is the Chevy employee discount for everyone on all the new Chevys, makes, and models, which, again, will save you thousands of dollars. And, of course, you get Moss Care on those vehicles as well for the life of the vehicle. Now, the best thing about Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, is they sell vehicles to people from all around the country. We've had people, because of this program, from Arizona drive over and buy a vehicle. People come down from the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Canada. Had a gentleman come down here from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, buy a brand new pickup truck and take it on home to Canada with him. Pretty good stuff. And then again, we've also had a number of people from Ohio all the way on down here, Georgia. A lot of people come here from Georgia to buy their vehicles because of the four words, you serve, you save. Nobody's doing that. And you can save thousands of dollars off your new vehicles. And again, remember, the certified pre-owned vehicles are sold wholesale to the public at Moss Wholesale. So there you go. Moss Family Automotive. Now, last year, oil did several things. It went up, it went down, it went up, it went down. But towards the end of the year, it came back down again. Oil was as high as $77 a barrel, never got to the $100 that they were trying to get it to. Prices fell below $50 on the back of excess supply and low demand. Because as people buy these new vehicles, they get better mileage. So they're not using as much gasoline, number one. And number two, people just aren't driving as much as what they used to because they're trying to save money for other reasons. And they're going out with a purpose. When they climb in their vehicle, they're going out with a purpose. You just don't go out and go cruising because that's the thing to do. So it looks like as if these lower prices, these oil prices, are going to stick around for a little while longer. And if they do, that's fine with me. Because, again, I found gasoline yesterday right here in my backyard for $1.89 a gallon, which is pretty doggone good considering most of it's going for $1.95 to $1.99. All right, well, we're coming right back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be with us on the other side of the news. So don't go anywhere. And, Flip, we're thinking about you. Thinking about you. And Catwoman and Road Dog and Trucker... our suicide jockeys out there, especially you guys up in Bainbridge, we're thinking about you guys, too. And Trucker Tom, we got your back. All right, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.